Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany, and today we've got a return. I feel like there should be like a tan going on here. So
I had to.
He's back.
I'm back. I had to do the thumbs up because I noticed that as I did this, then it immediately pops up, so I had to like do that. So let me try that one more time. There we go. Flash introduction.
Well, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I love it. I love it. So obviously, Landon Hale is back. So thank you for coming back on the Indie Wrestling Corner. There's so much to talk about.
I know. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I think it's been like, what did I say? It was like a year since like the last time I think it was. It was like a little over a year that you were on. Like, we were talking about this.
To be honest, I think it's been like a year and a half if I think about it.
Yeah.
I think it's 2022.
Oof. It's too long.
too long, yes.
It's too long.
But here we are.
We're back. You know, I've been wanting to bring Landon back. A lot of people have been wanting Landon back. Because the other thing too is like every time like I want to bring Landon back, something bigger happens to him. So then I just wait because I'm like, I need to wait because more things just keep happening to you, which is great. So here we are. So and I already see a whole bunch of people into the chat as I'm tagging as we're live and stuff like that. So so welcome back pretty much here.
Thank you.
If you guys haven't seen that original interview, go back after this podcast. So go watch the original interview with Landon to catch up on anything else. Because I know somebody was tweeting the other day. There were actually questions of like, yeah, watch the first episode. Watch the first episode to answer all these questions. So if you guys have any questions in the chat, drop them. We'll ask them as long as they're feasible, you know, to ask. So, so it's been a minute. And where are my questions here? Because I have it in like a certain order. So, okay, here we go. So let's go back, okay? Before we get into, like, I know everybody wants to talk Germany. I know everybody wants to talk Thailand, which we're going to get there. But let's backtrack a little bit before we get to, you know, where you're back or whatever. So I know, like, you know, me and Landon are really good friends, so I keep tabs with him all the time. So, you know, you got into an injury, wrist injury. You know, now you're back. You're better than ever. So I don't know if you want to elaborate a little bit about, you know, your injury, the recovery, and now, like, you're back better than ever.
I think we've touched base on this before, and, like, you know, and then again, going off the mic, you know, when we talked before, you said, you're like, Landon, like, whenever you come back, like, I remember calling you as soon as that happened. I was like, oh, like, my wrist is, like, something's messed up here. And then you're just like, oh, like, it, like, you definitely need to get that checked out. And luckily, you know, with me and Jordan being chiropractors, like, she was like, hey, let's just go get this taken care of. And we did see a fracture. And that was definitely one of the saddest moments of my wrestling career because this is my first ever timelined, you know, off-the-shelf type of deal. So when you're telling me, or you're talking to me, you're like, oh, like, I've had multiple people that I know on the indies, like, such as TJ Crawford, you know, great wrestler. You know, he tore his ACL years ago, and then look where he's at now. And so you're like, this is going to be that setback that's going to help you with that major comeback. And I made my return last year in April, it was like April 22nd, I did a Northeast Wrestling debut, and I was able to get my feet back into the waters. I did stuff with Wrestling Open and Beyond. And then so I think from there, like, I built up to, you know, leading into the Scenic City Invitational. Not a lot of people were thinking that I was going to make it to, like, the next round or even the next few rounds. I ended up being a semifinal, or not semifinalist, but a runner-up against Manders. And, you know, it was just like, I felt very accomplished with everything that I've done since the injury up to now, to where, you know, again, just coming back from Germany, and I just came back from Thailand just a few days ago. So I've just been very fortunate, very blessed. And, you know, I still have a lot coming up, and this month of April is just, there's a lot. So
yeah, there's a lot. We're going to touch base on that.
Yes. I know we're getting.
You jumped from like 0 to 100 and like kind of like touched on every question that I wanted to talk about. Like,
yes. Like, there's There's a lot. Yes, it's like let's pump the brakes for a second. But just the overall thing, like, because again, like we talked about before, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, coming back from an injury, you know, it does set back a lot of people, and it's like getting that mentality back, getting that drive again to make sure that you get back to where you were and even farther. And I think I'm on that path now. So again, I've just been very thankful for the journey that I've been on. And obviously there's still some bumps on the road, but you know, it's led me to amazing things. So I can't wait to talk all about it.
Absolutely. Let me give some love into this chat because it's like popping off in here. Sierra's in here. What's up? Wes is in here. Good Cop, Bad Cop told me I need to stop scheduling these podcasts when his son has lacrosse games. I'm sorry. Jeff's in the chat. He goes, hell yeah. Uria says the people's champ.
The people's champ.
Well, hell yeah. Well, you know what? Let me grab Good Cop, Bad Cop's anagram question that he just put into the chat because I know he's got to go take care of his son and stuff. So let's start with that. He goes, with Hail being an anagram of heal, what's the worst injury you have had and how long did it take you to heal?
I mean, I think, to be honest, it's probably my wrist. And so I injured it back September of 22. It was at Fight Life. It was me, Ricky, and Ricky Smokes and TJ Crawford. I did a frog splash coming off the top rope. And so just to kind of elaborate the story, I was on a powerlifting program, and I was doing a bunch of heavy hang cleans, which is like you just snatch the bar. For the people that don't know, like the lifting style, it's like you're pretty much just lifting the bar right under you, and you have to snatch it right under you as quick as you can. But it's also, it can be moderate to heavyweight if you wanted to. So I had about I had like 235 or 245 pounds under the bar. When I did that, I caught it, but then it slipped, and then my wrists were sore, and I need my wrists and hands for my chiropractic adjustments. So I was kind of like, okay, I'll just relax for like the next few days. Then when I did the triple threat match, I had like four matches that weekend. I did a frog splash off the top rope, and then rather than landing on my forearms, landed on an outstretched hand, and then the adrenaline kept me going through the whole match. And then right after, I immediately went home, and I remember calling you, and I was like, hey, there's something going on with my wrist. I don't know what's up. And then the next morning, I think I was supposed to wrestle for Invictus that next day because I was supposed to fight Jack Tomlinson. And I was like, I can't make it. Like, it's so hard for me to put pressure on my wrist at all. And then that's when I went to get x-rays done, and they're like, yeah, it's fractured. And so I had to get surgery, and that set me back from September. I was out from late September up until late April, so I was out for like maybe 6 months or 7 months or something like that.
He like healed quick. He was losing his mind, just so everybody knows. He was driving me crazy.
I was insane. Like, but I will say, shout out to Trayvon Jordan, and the reason being is that we were injured around the same time. He had a foot injury. Yeah. And so we were both just, you know, we had the surgery around the same time. And I was like, you know what, let's just get on like FaceTime. Let's go over our matches. And we were pretty much just going over our favorite matches, our worst matches, most fun matches. And we're just kind of like talking about life. So like we definitely went through this injury together. And so look at us now. So I'm really happy for that. So it was kind of like a nice little thing right there.
Shout out to Trayvon Jordan, you know, like much love to him. I miss him. I know he's like on like a little hiatus now, you know, so shout out to him. We miss you. We hope to see you soon, too. But it's kind of like funny how like TJ came back. You went out. Then Trayvon went out. Just like, bro, like, what the hell? Like, what is going on here? It's like,
it's a pattern.
It's like block after block. But, you know, shout out to all the wrestlers out there that put their bodies on the line for us pretty much. So, oh, more people in the chat. Veronica's in the chat. Harry's in the chat from BST. What is going on? So
what up, Harry?
We gotta hop up BST. BST Wrestling. It is now officially on IWTV. BST. So you guys can check it out. I've talked to Harry on the Under the Rope series also recently. We were talking about BST Wrestling. You could also check out, I put up the Indie Talks, you know, you can watch that like another day. You can see a little backstage stuff going on there. So we will see. Landon does have a match, but you need to be following all the BST Wrestling on all the social medias to find out who Landon is wrestling.
That's right. I don't even know who I'm wrestling. I hope it's, I mean, I know BST brings a lot to the table, so let's just see who they have.
Yeah. Jeff in the chat says, since you're from Kentucky, what do you think of New England? What's your favorite part of New England? Ooh, good question.
Ooh, that's a good question. See, yeah. It's a different atmosphere. I grew up in the mountains in, you know, Appalachian, Appalachian, however you say it, but I say Appalachian, but growing up in the Appalachian mountains, like it's very, like I come from a very small town countryside where everyone knows your name, like literally two counties over. It's very wholesome. It's very, very warm loving. 'Cause everyone is just like, it's a tight community. Mm-hmm. New England, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Yeah, because more in Kentucky, it's more humid during like the fall months, like whenever it gets to winter, which obviously we get a little bit of snow. But when we're up here in New England, you know, it's like we get inches and inches of snow. I think this one's kind of like a mild winter for us in Massachusetts. Not for sure how it is in New York, but I've definitely seen snow where it's like 12 inches, 15 inches, where it's just like you can stare at it and appreciate the beauty. And it's like, okay, this is really nice. So the scenery up here is beautiful. Everyone up here, I know everyone coins Massachusetts, like the term massholes, but I think there's like a different fine line. I know I'm bringing that up. But I think there's like a fine line of like when it comes to that, because in the South, it's like they try to be so sweet, even though sometimes you may not get the hint. In the North, it's kind of like they're straight to your face, and that's where they deem the term masshole, but they're not trying to be that way. It's just, they're just more honest. But no, the people up here, they're really nice. And then, so yeah, just the atmosphere itself, it's different. The seafood is great. Love the seafood up here. Definitely higher quality. I like it a lot up here.
Awesome, awesome. You know all the coffee shops or the spots up in Massachusetts.
The coffee shops. Get the iced coffee.
By the way, happy birthday to Veronica.
Happy birthday, Veronica.
She's hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. So
let's get her I gotta get the
fireworks.
I gotta get the fireworks going. See, you didn't.
You broke it.
I broke it.
You broke it.
Hey, Veronica, I'll get you one soon, but happy birthday.
All right. Let's talk about this. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Daikaiju. You know, so if you guys aren't watching that, they had their first show. You were on the first show. You killed it. That's my favorite match of yours with Monomoth, you know, which will lead into, you know, Thailand. So we'll go with that. So like I said, I wanted to backtrack a little bit, you know. So let's start from there, because Monomoth came here. You have such a, you know, a hard, like, language barrier, and I know that's like a question that a lot of people were kind of like even like putting into the fan tweets and stuff like that. Like, how are you, you know, how is it to work with somebody where it's completely different language, don't speak, you know, English and stuff like that?
I will say, and with him, like it's broken English, so like there's some people that come from different countries where they try to say certain phrases. Like if we were to go to like a Spanish speaking country, or if we were to go to like a German speaking country, we try to say a few phrases that we understand and we know. But with wrestling, it's universal. So like we know, oh, hip toss, or we know, oh, arm drag, we know drop kick. And sometimes it's all about like going through the motions of things. So if you're like, oh, this is it. Oh, what's this? Okay, motion. That makes sense. That's how we kind of piece it together. And I'm sure that's, you know, anywhere that you go, like if you're wrestling in Japan, wrestling in Thailand, wrestling in Germany, like the language barrier is going to be a heavy key to it, but also the body movement and the motion, because at the end of the day, wrestling is universal, so you do get it, because no matter what language you speak, it's all the same language in the wrestling ring.
Interesting. I think it's like a thing that, like, you know, again, like fans, like we're not going to understand that, you know, because why would we understand that, you know? So it's kind of interesting. And I think, like, you know, over in Thailand, I think I kind of noticed that a little bit too, like stuff that the fans were saying, like it is kind of the same thing that we say, you know.
Exactly. And there, and with them too, it's such a different atmosphere, and I'll get more into like the Thailand, like fans, if someone was to ask about that, yeah. But like, it's such a different atmosphere because we're all conditioned to the same, you know, like top rope through the tables and like, oh, that was really cool. Like to them, maybe like a stalling suplex is the greatest thing that you'll ever see. And right. Like they rarely get wrestling in that area. So like anything to them is like a simple lockup is like the greatest thing ever. So it's like, you can imagine like if someone, like if a GCW was to go to Bangkok, Thailand, they would lose their minds. It'd be like, I don't know how to react. Like, it's kind of like going on the Oprah Winfrey show and everyone's like, you can see this, and you can, everyone's like shaking. They're like, I don't know how to react. They're like, I don't know what's going on.
That's amazing. Let's see. We see Chris in the chat. He goes, do the thing. And he said, were they able to say brother or gimmick?
They were able to say brother. Gimmick, not really. and do the thing for sure.
All right, so let's talk about it, because like I wanted to make sure that I touched base with, you know, Daikaiju, with, you know, here in Massachusetts. Well, even though like I'm in New York, but you know what I'm saying, like in the States,
right?
And you know that led you going to Thailand, you know, and having another match in Thailand with Monomoth, you know. So, but before that, you know, you got to go to Germany. So why don't you talk a little bit about the experiences, you know, of going to Germany, going to Thailand, you know, talk a little more deeper, however you want to put it.
Okay, so I will go. So the first thing I want to say is shout out to Daikaiju. Like, they're amazing. They saw something in me that they were willing to take a chance on me and you know, take care of me going out to Thailand. So I'm really thankful for that. And also got the chance to spend my honeymoon with my wife. So huge shout out to them. It's huge shout out to Set Up Pro Wrestling. They're the show out of Thailand. So shout out to both of them for taking good care of us. After Daikaiju, around a little bit before that, I was talking with Matt Griffin, shout out to Matt Griffin, and we were kind of talking about WXW, and he was like, hey, this is your chance, and also Jay Newman was like, hey, this is your chance to, you know, sign up and do the WXW wildcard edition, and they only choose so many people out of like 150 or 200 applicants all across the world that wants to do this. And I knew Felix was following me after the Scenic City Night 1 last year. And so when I told Matt about it, he's like, that's a good sign. And then once I did that, Matt broke the news to me that I was going to Germany. Now, with me being a chiropractor, there's only two doctors in the office, myself and then my boss. I do have paid time off, which I get to use as much of that as possible, but I feel like it's not ethical of me to like take so much time off, like, oh, I'm gonna take this week off and then I'm gonna take 2 more weeks off. It's more so just picking the times that I can do it. So for Germany, I was like, okay, this is gonna be like a weekend thing. Take an afternoon off on a Thursday, get there by Friday, wrestle Saturday, fly back Sunday. Germany's a different experience. It's really cool that they walk everywhere. I remember getting on a plane to Dublin, and I remember running into Matt Makowski, and we flew together. He was like, this is my first time flying out of the country to wrestle, so we decided to just kind of buddy up and, you know, get from point A to point B in Germany. And we took a lot of trains, we did a lot of walking, so that was nice. The scenery is beautiful. WXW, their crowd is loud. Like, it's electrifying, like just being in that ring. WXW is like one of the biggest promotions in Europe alone, and you know, just being in that ring itself was just amazing. So I was really thankful for that weekend. And then as I flew back Sunday, worked that whole week, and then my wife and I, we flew out Friday night, March 15th, and then we got to Dubai. It was like a 12-hour flight, then it was a 3-hour layover, and then 6-hour flight to Bangkok. And we got there Sunday morning. And so we get to our hotel room. It was such a beautiful view. It was hot. It was 90 degrees. I'm like, oh, this is like our June to August. It's like very hot, very dry, 90 degree weather. I'm like, oh, this is so nice. And then we're like, hey, you know what? Like, let's just take like an hour nap, just kind of sleep this jet lag off. And we slept for like 5 hours. just our bodies getting acclimated with everything. But no, Bangkok was beautiful. They make our shopping centers look like flea markets. Like,
oh, wow.
They have, so there's a mall called Central World, and it's like 8 floors of nothing but shopping malls, nothing but food courts, like markets. It's extended out. There's a movie theater. It's insane. And they also have like more malls like attached to the strip as well. So like you can go to this mall over here. Then they have like the expensive mall where it's like your Chanel, your Dolce & Gabbana, stuff. Oh, wow. Like that. And I'm like, this is crazy. Everyone likes to be tight when it comes to driving, because there's like motorbikes that literally like drive between you, and I'm like having anxiety attacks. I'm like, okay, we're all gonna like wreck and stuff like that. But everything was good though. Everyone's a good driver there. But no, like Bangkok was nice, and then had the wrestling show in Thailand, and then, or in Bangkok that Saturday night. And I also got the chance to do a seminar with El Phantasmo and Zack Sabre Jr., which that was an experience in itself. So that was awesome. And then that next day, flew to Phuket. Some people pronounce it Phuket, but we say Phuket. Flew to Phuket, and we stayed there at the resort. It's called Kimala. It's kind of like a resort jungle forest type of area, but we were like 5 minutes from the beach, and it was just very relaxed. Very relaxing, very calming, and we got to do some Thai massages, Thai treatments, and I'm feeling very zen. So it's like no stress on me just yet, but it was definitely a wonderful trip. So I'm really, really thankful for it.
I was living for all your photos. I was checking every morning when I got up, and I was like, okay, I gotta see what Landon did today. And I'm going into the phone, and I'm I gotta see. It's so beautiful, and I can't imagine physically being there up against looking at photos, but I was living for it.
It's a different atmosphere. When we went to the temples, they're so beautiful up close, and it's just you can't just, because some things you have to experience for yourself. It's when the term is oh, you're gonna have to see it to believe it, or see it for yourself. It's different. That's right. The same thing with wrestling in Thailand. This is the first time I ever got booed coming out the curtain, because sometimes people kind of warm up to me. Yeah. But I got booed straight out the gate, and I was just like, oh man, this is going to be tough. And then at the end of it, everyone's chanting my name, please come back. Emotions started flowing, because I'm like, this is an awesome experience. I had a lot of people come up to me, and they were saying I hope you come back to Thailand. And it's just a nice feeling. That fan base, there's 500 people, they fit into that building. And imagine the White Eagle with the ceilings being a lot lower, and where the door, the entrance that you come in, imagine that being kind of a little bit closer to where the ring would be, and then just stuffing 500 people in that room.
Oh man.
It was a madhouse, but the video doesn't do it justice when you hear the crowd react to the moves that we did and telling the story that we did. It was just more electrifying than from the video versus being in person. So it was just overall an amazing experience.
I messaged Matt Griffin, and I'm like, Landon's getting booed. he's like, what? And I'm like, he's getting booed. I was I was very upset.
They cheered me at the end.
So yeah, they cheered you.
That was okay.
But no, that was awesome. That's on YouTube. You guys should check it out. It was at 7 a.m. Our time, but I watched it hours later. And it was just so good to see, because I was so excited from the Daikaiju original match. So I was okay, I gotta see it now over there. But
Monomoth is a star, and Monomoth's actually going to be at GCW doing the Big Gay Brunch. Yeah.
That's so amazing. I'm so excited for that match, because that's what Rico and Aaron Rourke and Devin Moore. So I think that's one of the most the one match that I'm so excited for.
That's going to be a great match.
Yeah.
I know there's a bunch of other matches on that card too. But if you don't know who Monomoth is, at least for the people that's followed my career, they've seen who Monomoth is. You're right. Okay, this could be a good match. For the other people that's GCW regulars, it's okay, let's see who this person is. You're in for a freaking treat. He is amazing.
Just I messaged even Rico, and I'm I'm so excited. And I messaged even Aaron Rourke, and I'm oh my God. I was this is insane. So that's the match. I know there's a million fucking matches out there, and I'm not trying to take anything away from any other, matches and promotions that go on, but me, that's the match I'm looking forward to the most. Guys, share the stream. We got a whole bunch of people in here already. So there's about 40 people so far in
there
here.
Let's get some. Hey, Veronica. There we go.
Oh, let's talk a little bit about the food over there, because I'm obsessed with Thai food here. So I can't even imagine what it's like in Thailand.
So good. So good. We went to a, and again, everyone, and this isn't saying anything negative towards it, but everything in Thailand is a lot cheaper when it comes to food or just buying anything in general. So they go off of Thai baht, and that's so their currency is 100 Thai baht, $2 US dollars. So we went to a Michelin star restaurant, or we went to two Michelin star restaurants. And one of them that we went to, we ordered four cocktails. We had two main course dinners. We had some appetizers, a little bit of dessert. Their dessert is their typical mango sticky rice is their traditional dessert. and it's amazing too. It's just like, it's mango, sticky rice, and coconut milk, and it's amazing. Literally all of that, we're like, we looked at it and it was like I guess I forgot how many baht. It was like something thousand baht, and we're like, oh no. And then we converted it was like $100 something. I'm like, that's cheaper than some of the nicer restaurants that you would see in America. Like Michelin restaurants, they're like, they could get it to like hundreds, maybe like thousands of like US dollars. There it's like $100 something. Wow. I was like, oh, this is, the food there is amazing. They have a lot of street corners where they like, where you walk on the strip or like walk on the sidewalk, and they have vendors that pop up, and then you can literally just get any type of food that you want. Like, oh, wow. they're on sticks, they're on kebabs. Like literally when me and Jordan, when we went to the beach the one day for Phuket, I was like, yeah, like I'd like a mango smoothie, and literally cut up a fresh, beautiful mango, just puts in the blender, and it was really cheap too. I was like, this is amazing quality type of food here. So it's definitely, the pad thai is amazing.
So good. It's so good. Shout out to Zach and Laura in the chat. What's going on? All right, let's go through some of these fan questions because we had like a whole bunch of them. So Abe says, I assume his match with Mana Moth was done mostly on the fly for the first match. So for the rematch in Thailand, did they plan out the match a bit more, or did you let it flow and let the magic do its thing?
A little bit of both. And I will say, like, the first one, again, going back to the original question, was like, wrestling is universal, but also you may have to go through a few certain things. So that was kind of like, the first match and the second match kind of translated to what we did there, but we just switched up a few things to kind of make it a little bit different in case, you know, someone that watched the first episode of Daikaiju was watching this. So we made it a little bit different, but we still added our own little twist to it. So it's a little bit of both, so to say the least.
Which match did you like better, the one in Daikaiju or the one in Thailand? They're both solid, so I'm not trying to take anything away from either match, but there has to be one that you kind of liked a little bit more.
So, are you going to ask me from fan perspective, or are you talking from wrestling perspective?
Wrestling perspective,
I would probably say the first episode, or probably Daikaiju. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to fan perspective, just because this is my first time experiencing, America versus Thailand, like, that was an electric crowd. It's like, because this is their biggest event. This is their biggest wrestling event in Thailand. Not just Bangkok, but in Thailand. So that atmosphere, it bar none. Like, I would pick that crowd. But when it comes to, like, wrestling, I'd probably say Daikaiju.
Amazing. Both amazing. If you didn't watch it, go back. Go watch it. So let's go back. Let's talk a little bit SCI. I know you touched base about it in the beginning of the podcast or whatever. So, you know, what should we expect this year?
We're expecting Landon Hale to be the 2024 Scenic City Invitational champion. That's what you should expect. I want to see if I can throw the heart up and see if... Oh, it did it. Oh,
it's I got special effects.
I got special effects. I wonder what happened if I did that. Nothing. Nope, nothing. But I did this. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I don't think it works on mine because of the fact I think it's the, what's it called on, because I'm on the podcast thing. But
let's see here. It's okay. Lost my train of thought now. What were we talking about?
SCI.
Yes. So, sorry, Scenic City. Yes. A lot happened, and I think when I was talking to a lot of the higher ups with SCI, so like Matt and Scott and Dylan and stuff like that, they were saying like, yes, like you know, Manders won the Scenic City, but you were the MVP. And I think with my head being split open, thank God nothing happened except just a couple of like a few staples, and I could show that even with six staples in my head, I can go out there and compete with the best. And then I went to the finals and became runner up. So if that doesn't say that I'm willing to put it all in, like give it all in the ring, then I don't know what does. But I do have faith in myself this year that I will be the Scenic City Invitational winner.
Ooh, there you have it. Chris in the chat says, finish the story.
I gotta finish the story, man. I gotta do the thing, and I gotta finish the story. And now this won't pop up. Hang on.
Zach said in the chat, this dude came with his own special effects. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, let's.
Hell yeah.
I want to talk beyond wrestling, but I want to specifically talk about your match with Desmond Cole, because this was such a beautiful, like, you know, matchup of, like, a match. And if you did not watch this match, shame, 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 shame. Shame on you, because even Desmond Cole is another one that's been freaking killing it. Also, that I think even, like, this year's his year. He's been having high profile matches on his own. He wrestled Leo Rush and stuff, like, but you guys had really good chemistry and it was a phenomenal match.
So you that's my man, the Boofinator.
Boofa.
No, it was such a great match, and I know that that when I was talking to Drew, it's like, hey, like, with like I want you to, because again, like, with the award show, sometimes in, like, with those spots, it's kind of like, you know, the crowd tends to, like, see what's going on, because they start off hot with the barbed wire match between Atticus and RSP, and then there was the award ceremony, so it's like, okay, so now we have this and this. And he's like, we got to get that crowd back up, and I was like, all right, sounds good. And then so we went out there like 5-6 minutes, killed it. And then we hugged it out. That was awesome. And, you know, it was definitely a beautiful moment. I'm glad that even though it was for that short amount of time, that's just a little taste of what you can expect for our rematch. Hopefully in the future, hopefully beyond, hopefully somewhere soon. But I definitely think if we were to extend that period of what we could do in the ring within that 5 minutes, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Bufa, though. He's the man.
Run it back. Run it back. We need it. We definitely need it. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit. Oh, another thing I want to talk. Rad Pro Wrestling. We love Rad Pro. We love it. Oh, we love it.
Yes.
So,
talk. Oh, that beautiful creature. Oh.
I know. I love that, you know, if you guys have watched with Max Smashmaster on this podcast, you know, we broke down, you know, Rad Pro Wrestling, you know, a little deeper of, you know, you get to see Landon as not Landon. You know, so talk to us a little bit about coming completely out of your comfort zone and tapping into something completely different.
It's scary, just because it's the analogy of, like, you throw stuff to a wall and see if it sticks. And this is one of those characters that, like, it's kind of like, you know, like you literally go on TV and I mean, it's just like anything wrestling, like you go on TV with a different name, different persona, different character, whatever it is. This is kind of like different from the good Dr. Landon Hell. This is Comice, the artiste, the Bob Ross of wrestling. And I'm just kind of like picturing, and I'm just kind of like, what can I do to make this creative? And then it was flowing so nicely. And I think at first, like, it, like, I was supposed to be like this deep, dark character with being an image of someone like Aaron Rourke's character, like an image in his eyes. Mm-hmm. And then end up being, like, when I wrestled at Restable, yeah, it was more of like a face reaction where I was just kind of like, oh, like, this is nice. Now I can, like, add my own twist to it. And now it's just kind of like I can tell my own story from, like, artiste perspective. Right. So it's really nice, though. It's nice to switch it up a little bit.
And it was cool too, because it's like even like the pants with like the blotches, kind of like a paint on it, pretty much like
Jackson Pollock, baby. Bob Ross, everything in nature is beautiful.
It really, like, you know, it all came together. So, you know, if you guys aren't watching that, please go check it out. You know, there's a lot of amazing, you know, wrestlers that been on this podcast, you know, that do different characters, and, you know, just go support them. So, but yeah, Wrestleville was good. So looking forward to, you know, hopefully I get to one of those shows, because that's definitely on my bucket list to make happen there. So let me go back to BST Wrestling, because I forgot that one of the matches that I got to see live was you and Sammy Diaz. Another one, you know, like, there's so many gems in the indies. So this is why we cover the indies, because there's a lot of gems out there. And Sammy Diaz is one, you know, not number one, not Ichiban. He's top five, but he is one of the gems in indie wrestling. And you guys had nice chemistry, and that needs to be run back too, because that should be run back like somewhere else, you know, like it needs a bigger stage.
That was fun. I enjoyed that so much, and I'm glad that we got to perform what we did, because I know that November is their bigger shows with the with the benefit show for diabetes. So I was really thankful that a lot of people came out for that match because we tore the house down. I thought we did an excellent job. So shout out to Mr. Top Five.
Yeah, the United by One shows. So again, make sure you're following BST Wrestling, United by One. I love that they do like a lot of charity work also that they give back. But yeah, you guys are crazy. You flippy shit. And I'm here for it. Another fan tweet here from Philly. He said, are you coming back to Invictus?
I would love to come back to Invictus. It's me and Alex, we've been in talks, and so I'm hoping that we can come back. We can discuss when I can come back or like the to make sure that things work out in what I have, because I do have a pretty good booked up schedule, but it will be soon. That's for sure. So hopefully soon. So you'll definitely got to follow all my socials and be on the lookout for that.
There you go. Next fan tweets from Bobby. He goes, who would you like to wrestle against that you haven't wrestled against?
That's a huge, broad question. I was hoping that if I did this, that like a rainbow would just come up. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Taste the rainbow.
I think the effects kind of wore down a little bit. Oh, there it is. There's a lot that come to my mind. And funny enough, I was actually texting one of my buddies of like people that I would love to have a match with. One of my buddies, Chris Bay. I think he's great talent.
Yeah.
Alex Zane.
Yes.
That'd be a great
match.
That
has been like on my list that I've been telling Landon for like how long now that it's like, I need this match. It'd be perfect.
Like 38 years you've told me this, and so I was negative 8 years old when you told me this. Chris,
I'm done.
You're done. Show's over. No, Chris Bay, Alan Angels, Alex Zane. I definitely would like to. I mean, if we're tapping into like dream opponents, obviously like a Will Ospreay, Ricochet, AJ Styles, Rey Mysterio. But if it's like someone on the indies, you have your big matchups, and obviously I have Egil Blanc, which he's big out of Europe, so I'm glad that I'm wrestling him next Friday. And then I also have my biggest matchup to date, April 26th at Action, Mustafa Ali. So that's going to be a great match. So that's definitely in that category for sure. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. Sammy Diaz is in the chat. What's up, Sammy top five?
Top five.
I love it. All right, here's another fan tweet. This was released with the fireworks. I can't. This is actually like a really good question. So Mike says WrestleMania is just around the corner. What is your personal WrestleMania moment? And then here's another question, so I'll follow up after that.
So personal WrestleMania, as in like my favorite moment of any WrestleMania match or whatever it is.
Yeah, I would think that.
My favorite WrestleMania. So. My favorite wrestler ever, Rey Mysterio. I grew up on him, WCW, 1996, 1997, throughout my whole life. And I think with Eddie passing and, you know, that story compelling to, you know, setting the scene, like my heart exploded when he won the heavyweight champ. I mean, it may not be everyone's favorite, but it made my heart happy when he won the heavyweight championship at WrestleMania. And he did it for Eddie. And I was just like, oh, like it brings it together. And I think that was like one of the very few matches that like I teared up and I was like, this is so nice. So, and I was only like sixth grade at the time. So it was.
Oh man. Derek in the chat says, I want to see Landon Hale versus Aiden Aggro. Ooh.
Yes. I want that match. Well, let's make it happen. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm totally here for that. I think Aiden's gonna go above and beyond this year. Cause he has already tapped into it, like, you know, coming out of like kayfabe or whatever, he's tapped into something that I don't think he's really ever tapped into before. So I'm like, really, like, it's more darker, right, than like even when he was heel. It's different.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I think so too. I think what he's gonna do is it's gonna blow a lot of people's minds. So I'm excited to see what his growth is gonna be like.
Definitely. Jonathan in chat says that Mustafa match is gonna be insanity. Everything pro wrestling's in the chat. Yer, what's going on? Make sure you guys Give him some love. He's got you covered. AEW, WWE. He's amazing. He's got the WWE games going on. So make sure you're giving Conrad some love. Sierra says, Landon, do be loving the special effects. Bill in chat says, Landon, world traveler and superstar. Long way from Douglasville, Georgia.
Yeah, so that's where All Pro Championship Wrestling is. So Douglasville is where I was trained by Robert Gibson. So when we talked from the first time that we chatted, Robert Gibson was my main trainer for 2.5 years. So that's my wrestling dad. And we would have wrestling shows every second Saturday of each month. And we would wrestle at this elementary, or I think it was like Douglasville Elementary or whichever. No, it was a Christian school. But we'd wrestle at a Christian school in this gym, and we'd wrestle every second Wednesday of each month. And so I was really happy that I got that experience. That was really cool. But I miss you guys in Douglasville, so hopefully I'll be back soon.
Shout out to all you guys. Let me keep going in the chat. John says, I also want to see Landon versus Nick Nemeth this year at some point. Let's go.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I'm telling you. Matt Austin's in the chat. He goes, what's up, bro? Glad you're back in the States.
What's up, Matt? You are awesome.
I love that. I love that. There was another fan question for Good Cop Bad Cop had left a original fan question on the Twitter or whatever X, however you want to call it. He said, "Would Landon Hale be an anagram of handle loan? Give us your best money making or money saving tip."
Don't have kids. I don't even have kids myself. But money saving tip, to make sure. My wife and I, we do something called, we have our allocations where we split things up and we leave ourselves with a certain amount of money that we can spend.
Right.
So if you're making a paycheck at the end of each week or at the end of every 2 weeks, and then you realize like, okay, this is the essentials. Like you got to get the bill paid. You got to get food for this. You got to get that. So make sure that you spend your time sectioning out however much you get from your paycheck. And then you got to split that up so that way you have yourself a little bit left over. So whether it's for gas, whether it's for personal food of your own, or just, you know, miscellaneous stuff. So like if you're wrestling, making, you know, help, you know, putting it towards gear, putting it towards gimmicks and merch. So that's how we tend to save money, is making sure that we put it towards other things. So once those bills get paid off or something else is complete, then we have that extra money coming in. So it's usually what we call a snowball effect. So we put something towards one, we put that towards another, and then we put that towards another, and it gets bigger and bigger. So that's kind of like that transition. I just went straight into business, and I feel lame. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. We're doing budgeting 101 with Landon over here.
Budgeting my ass. I can't budget with a damn kid.
Let's talk a little bit of action. You know, we got to shout out like Matt Griffin over here. You know, we love him, you know, on the podcast.
Wait, is he on the chat?
No, but we're going to, you know, maybe we'll, you know, maybe he will be.
Maybe.
So talk a little bit about action because you've been going back there. You know, I forgot to put the little dancing skull. There we go. I meant to like put him. Now he's like dancing on the podcast thing. Then, you know, he's pointing at the end of the ropes. I'm like, damn, I forgot to put that. Well, he's dancing now.
Now is this just action in itself, or is this So funny enough, and I don't even know if I told you this story. So did I tell you about how me and Matt first met?
No.
So me and Matt, so this is how we met. When Evolve was still around, there was an Evolve show in Atlanta, Georgia. And then me and a guy by the name of Zach Mosley, we were still training under Robert Gibson, and we were still trying to get on shows. And we're just like, you know what, let's just show up to Evolve. And I think at that time, I think like Street Profits, Adam Cole, AR Fox, those guys were on it. And we're just like, let's just show up and see what happens. So as we showed up there, they didn't take card at the front, which they took card at concession, which is weird, but that's another story. So I was like, oh, I don't have cash on me. And then Matt was working the door and he said, hey, how much money do you need? And then what I told him, he's like, okay, I can, you can just Venmo me and I can, you know, pay your way in. And then ever since then, he was like, hey, here's my card, take it. And then so I did that. And then this was again, maybe just a few months into wrestling, like not a clue of what's going on, like maybe 4 or 5 months into wrestling. And so I would send him some of my matches for him to critique. Then you fast forward 2 years later, and then he was like, hey, we're doing something called Action Next Up. It would be awesome if you showed up. And I said, absolutely. Help. Then so this is pretty much like, if you help set up and tear down, this is your chance to do like a little spotlight show, and they'll be aired on IWTV as well. So I did that. I was on the first ever IWTV Action Next Up series, like first match, first episode, and it went off without a hitch. Matt came up to me and he was like, you did a great job. And then he put me into the Future Showcase in 2021. And then ever since then, we've just stayed in touch. And, you know, he's one of my best friends. And I'm really thankful for all the opportunities that he's given me. And so just Action in itself, it's a lot of great wrestlers that wants to make it to the next level. And Matt is smart when it comes to networking and when it comes to pushing talent to where they can get them to the next level. So with my matches, like it's specific matches that he wants me in because he knows that it can showcase what I can do to bring it up to the next level. So like with Teriyaki, with Diego Hill, and I even wrestled Adam Priest, and that was like my first ever Action match, a little like almost 3 years ago. And even that was was a fun match. So it's like, you can't go wrong with that because he books the best people for the best time. And, you know, you can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely. So shout out to Matt Griffin. We love him here. They're talking about Scully that I put up on the screen. Which reminded me
Scully
of
McMulligan.
The original Scully. So let's talk about that, because he came out, he made an appearance. Now, you know, that's Zach's child. And he was dressing him up with like shirts randomly and stuff. Like there was like 30 days of Scully going on for, what was that, the month of October? That was
yes. going on. Yes, because he was also celebrating my birthday on the 26th.
Yes.
Yes. So Adam Cardoza, he came up and he was like, because when I switched to the Good Doctor gimmick, he was like, I'm just going to bring a skeleton and we're just going to have fun with it. Like, let's get goofy. I said, sounds good. So we really didn't get to use much of it. And then Ricky Smoke stepped on his back. And I'm like, how dare you? But I mean, it is what it is. But then he was like, you know what, Landon, I'm going to give you him. And I was like, no, like, I don't need him or whatever. And then I saw Zach and I'm like, Zach, you seem like a good dad. I'm going to give you my son. So this is going to be your stepson. And then ever since then, he's like, I'm going to do the 30 days of Scully McMulligan. I said, sounds good to me. So I autographed his skull. He took a bunch of pictures, and it made my day. I was like, this is the best month that I could ask for. So shout out to Zach and shout out to Scully McMulligan.
Zach said he's currently watching this podcast as we speak. So wait, should we like, Zach needs to take like a photo of like Scully watching the podcast. So maybe we should like pose or something like that.
Yeah. So Zach, if you have this, get your camera ready. So I'm gonna do a thumbs up on three, and then hopefully you can catch some of the pyro in the back. Okay, or fireworks. Ready? 1, 2, 3. There we go. Hopefully got it.
I forgot.
That's gonna look good on a Christmas card. That's for sure. Hell, everyone talks about Christmas right when it's August, so might as well start now.
Oh my god, I freaking dead. Well, since you're talking Christmas, favorite holiday,
Christmas. it's got to be Christmas. I get to see the family, and I get to spend time with the ones that I don't get to see as many times throughout the year because of traveling and for wrestling and work in general. So definitely Christmas.
Cool. Okay, so I have one final question for you. If you guys have questions in chat, feel free, drop them in there, and, you know, like, I'll continue on or whatever like that. So we've already downed, like, the first quarter of, like, 2024. What do you foresee yourself, you know, like, what are you aiming for? Like, what, you know, gold? Like, what's up here?
I'm aiming for everything coming my way. Like I'm aiming for gold. I'm aiming for big wins. I'm aiming for tournament wins. So, and I was even thinking about this a little bit too. It's like, there's a lot of people. And again, like this could just be in my head as well, but like a lot of people, especially like going back to a few years ago, thinking that I wasn't going to make it in wrestling where I'm at right now. And then even doing Scenic City, like even, you know, I've talked to a few people. Some of them are like, oh, like some people didn't expect you to make it this far. And so it's like feeling like the underdog in every situation. So I feel like some of those moments that if I'm upsetting someone, that like if I have an upset win on someone, or if I'm winning gold at a big time level, it's kind of like hail froze over.
Right.
Hail froze over.
See what he did?
No, but see what I did there. No, I'm a funny person. No, but no, in all seriousness though, I do hope that at least with these big matchups coming up, that it does lead me to bigger opportunities. And again, I learned to live in the moment. Like, I do have future plans, and that's kind of like in my head and also in my personal stash right now. But you know, just anything that comes my way, I'm going to take every single advantage of it. So like this month of April, I have a lot, and with it being, they announced yesterday, me and Aaron Rourke and Daikaiju for Volume 2. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
LeBlanc.
I'm excited for
whoever I'm fighting, Blood, Sweat, Tears. That's amazing. And wrestling. Yeah. and then me and Mustafa Ali, that's going to be a great match in itself. So just the month of April is going to be awesome for what my career can hold.
Yes, definitely. But also shout out to the Wrestling, you know, Junkies podcast, you know, for sponsoring that match too. So go give them some love also. I know, you know, you guys are gonna have a podcast soon too. So go give them some love on the channel. But I'm gonna share this photo. Zach actually sent me the photo.
Did he really? Oh my gosh.
It's up on the stream now, you know? So, you know, Scully's watching, you know, he's a proud,
yes.
You know, he's a proud, I had to put that up there. So shout out to the boys pretty much.
Make sure he's eating his dinner. Zach, his favorite dinner is ribs. Don't forget. His favorite song before he goes to sleep is Bad to the Bone.
I'm dead. The puns.
Well, Scully is dead, but he's still alive in my heart.
There you go. John says he loves that he caught the fireworks in the picture.
Oh, did he? Oh, I can't wait to go back and see it.
So, yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, again, like, it's been, you know, amazing catching up with you, like, so much. I'm so excited for you, you know, and I feel like you'll come back probably sooner, because I really think like this year is just gonna take off. So like when you wrestle Zane, you know, obviously you're coming back on this podcast. I gotta reach out to Zane. I feel like he needs to like come back. It's been a while. We gotta see and chat with him.
That'd be great. Put in a good word for me too.
Yeah, definitely. I love Zane. Like, everybody always tells me, like, put a good word for me with Zane. Like, Zane loves Zane. Like, he's amazing. He'll always come back onto you know, this podcast and chat. So I've been thinking a lot about him, because he's got a lot of good things going on, and he's back, right? Like, he's back. He's been killing it also too here. But yeah, so tell everybody, you know, where they can support you and all that stuff, because I know that was a question to one of the fans, like, where can we support you?
So you can support me by I have a wrestling tee, so prowrestlingtees.com/LandonHale. I have a few shirts, and my latest one is the Good Doctor shirt. You can also follow me on social media, so Facebook, and I repeat this because a lot of people, sometimes people don't get this, but I do have a personal page where it's, you know, my personal life. I still post wrestling stuff, but I also have my wrestling page as well, if you don't mind giving that a like. You know, there's a difference between being fans, being friends, and, you know, if you wouldn't mind just giving that a like, I would appreciate that. You can follow me on Instagram, LandonHale3. You can follow me on X or Twitter, however you want to call it. At Hail Yeah 3, because I'm a punny person. Hail yeah. and then you can also catch a lot of my clips on YouTube. Like Tips just said, there's a lot of different matches, including mine and Monomoth's match from Thailand that just dropped. You can catch me on a lot of IWTV streaming platforms. That's where most of my matches are going to be. So next Friday, I'm wrestling for NFW, and that's going to be against Egil Blanc. He's one of the best wrestlers in France, one of the best in Europe. I'm going to be wrestling at Blood, Sweat, Tears in Connecticut, and then I'll be wrestling in my biggest matchup to date against Mustafa Ali at Action Wrestling, and then the next day I'll be flying back to Worcester to wrestle Aaron Rourke at Daikaiju. So I got a lot.
Yeah.
So that's where you can follow me.
You got a lot. Ooh, my thing froze for a second. the program. The program got like stupid on me. Like it was just like, nope, you're not switching your layers right now, you know, pretty much. So, but yeah, so and all those descriptions are in the links below if you want to like look for it. I know there's like a whole bunch of people. Like shout out to everybody who's watching this stream. There's a lot. Matt Awesome said, there's a hail of a lot of ways to watch you.
Hail yeah.
So much love to everybody like tuned in and like share the stream and asked all the questions. There was a lot of questions. And you can see that photo that Zach, he tagged us both on the socials.
On Facebook.
Yeah, on Twitter and all that.
Yeah, nice.
X and all that. So you can see the fun of what's going on over there.
Love it.
But did we cover everything that we needed to cover? I know there's like always like a million things, so we're not going to cover every single thing, but is there anything else that you wanted to talk about on this podcast before the end?
I think we touched base on everything. We touched base on the shows that I have this month. We touched base on me winning the 2024 Scenic City Invitational. I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
And also for everyone that's wrestling at WrestleMania weekend, good luck, stay safe, have fun, kick ass.
Definitely. So shout out to everybody who's having a wonderful week. Taylor in the chat says, love you, Landon.
Love you.
Love it. Oh, there we go. We're just going to bring Landon back here just for the special effects on this podcast.
I'm going to figure out the every single effect on here, and then I'm going to go through the motions so a way like I can do it at perfect timing. So I'm trying to do
it. We're
going
to have to like insert it. I have to like edit it after that you start seeing the rainbow or like like whatever, and then all of a sudden like Scully comes out or something.
No, you just see me on the podcast.
Wait,
the whole
go
time.
Like so, this so, just put your hand down. We're gonna move Scully in your hand right now. There we go, he's dancing on his hand. I freaking
you're gonna see me on the podcast the next time. You're like, so Landon, what are you doing next? And like, you're just gonna see me do all these hand gestures, and I'm like, why is there no special effects? I only know this. And I know this.
I'm freaking done. Oh, man, I can't. Oh. John says, love you, Landon. Hope to see you soon, my friend.
Love you. Hope to see you soon as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for, like, again, tuning in, all your questions, all that fun stuff, hanging out with us. Next week, Deshaun Pratt is coming on. I think you were in the
He's
passes.
Cool.
Yeah, Deshaun.
Yeah. he's cooler than the other side of the pillow. Tell him I said that.
Aww. So yeah, he'll be on next Tuesday. Look out for the post. I'm going to drop it tomorrow. So make sure you're following the Indie Wrestling Corner and all that fun stuff. So yeah, so you guys know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon.